You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now, they have the 2017 sports car blowout, Camaros and Corvettes. Only seven remaining. Price reductions to $20,000. No reasonable offer refused. Check it out right now, Lakewood Chev. Our next guest, one of the happiest guys in the National Hockey League, as his team is the hottest team in the NHL. They are 12-3-1 in their last 16 games. He's coming off a season high 20 minutes played in the recent game. He's got one goal, 10 points, 85 PIMs in 53 games this year for the Florida Panthers. We welcome back to the show, Alex Petrovic, Edmonton resident. Alec, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How you doing, Greger?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. So the Florida Panthers, I was going back, I'm looking at the standings, and here we are in the late January. The Panthers are sitting in 13th place in the Eastern Conference, and things aren't looking good. Did you guys pull a Philadelphia Flyers? Did you guys go out and get buckled together and then suddenly have team bonding? What's happened? How has your team suddenly turned around? You're 12-3-1, the hottest team in the league.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we just all the pieces are coming together. Just whatever, you know, structure and whatever the coaching staff telling us. You know, everyone's just buying in right now, and you know, everyone's kind of competing really hard and all that. But when we were in Calgary, we went curling as a team. So I think that might have sparked it a little bit. But throughout the year we've been close, so. It's just, I think everything's coming together now, and you know, it's working really well.
Now, how's your curling skills?
Terrible. That was the first time I've ever curled in my life. So, I had Mark Pesek on my team. It wasn't his first time. You could tell he was the skip. So, he's really good. So I don't know. I was useless out there, honestly, but. It was fun. We had a lot of fun. We got a chance to play the coaches to our team. We had five teams, and played around robin or whatever. But we managed to beat the coaches in our game, so I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, it's great to chirp those guys, put them in their place. I absolutely love it. Now, you know what? You guys get the new coach, and things kind of change. And how, like, do you feel, even when you're struggling as a team early in the season, like, you know, we're close, or did it feel like this is kind of foreign to us? We're not quite catching on to it yet.
I think it was the first thing you said. I think we're getting close. We've been in that position before where we've, you know, had, you know, not the greatest starts. And, you know, as a group, like I said, we've been through that stuff. And I think for us, we're just kind of maturing as a, you know, individually, all of us, we're just buying in now. We're just saying, all right, let's listen to what, you know, what Boogie's got to say for us. And, you know, we do video every day. You know, we go over some things we got to fix up on after every game and things that we did well. So we've been doing that throughout the whole year. It's not something that we've done in the past. And I think everyone's just buying in. They can see it on video and see, you know, where they can improve. And like I said, everyone's buying in. Everyone wants to win here. So it's, you know, a lot of character in that room right now.
Alex Petrovic, the defender of the Florida Panthers, joins us. You mentioned it wasn't something you did before. So you're saying you guys as a team watch film right after the game?
What's that? Sorry? No. Like usually the next day.
It's, oh, okay.
Like, you know, for practice, like before practice, I think, you know, every team, they do their meetings and whatnot. But, you know, we do video every day, and you know, a lot of teams do video and whatnot. But, yeah, it's just simple. You know, it's kind of blue collar hockey, but you know, when we have a chance to take over our skills, you know, got a lot of skilled guys like Barkov and whatnot. He's been on the highlight reel a couple times this year, so when he gets room, you know, they can make things happen. So that's what we're trying to play our game around.
Well, Barkov and Evgeny Dadonov have come together, and those two have worked really well. You obviously have to go against them in practice. Barkov is a player that I think a lot of people in Edmonton don't really know that much about. Sure, they watch highlights here or there, but you know, the Panthers aren't on TV a lot in Edmonton. You know, everybody talks about he's such a great two-way player. He leads the league with 5 shorthanded goals. He's got over a point a game for the Panthers. He's one of the hottest guys in the league here in the last month. What does he do best?
He literally does everything. Like, I know it sounds dumb, but
nailed it. Just nailed it down there, right?
Yeah, literally, just he's unreal defensively. He doesn't cheat. He's not cheating for offense. He's always in the right position. Talks, and then that just gives him room and gives him more opportunities offensively. So he works his nuts off, after practice in the gym, and he just does the little things. He's always. Sometimes he'll grab me and he'll want to do one-on-ones in the corner, you know, just kind of me feeling, battling in the corner and kind of just playing that little bit of physical style. And, we're just making each other better that way. So he's always improving and, yeah, he loves the game. You can tell he's always happy being at the rink.
Yeah, that's the thing is, how does a guy that's this good, acknowledged by the players today in that poll that the players did, he's underrated, how does he fly under the radar so much when you guys, especially his teammates, know how unbelievable he is?
Yeah, I think, Florida being not a huge market for hockey, so I think that has something to do with it, but I don't know, I think he just does everything really well, and he's a very quiet, soft-spoken person. Doesn't do anything flashy off the ice or, tries to create any attention for himself. So just kind of puts his head down and works hard. And, it's starting to take notice.
When you're looking at the, some of the other guys in our team that kind of stepped up, Huberto, I believe, at the hat trick last night, do you see him starting to get his game rolling and feeling good about himself?
Yeah, it was actually Bukestad who had the hat trick.
Oh, sorry, Bukestad. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, he's awesome. He's just Buke. He's a big boy. When he wants to take the puck to the net, he can take it every time, and he's explosive. He's been playing really well these last couple of weeks. So he's just building off his confidence and just being a beast out there.
Alex Petrovic, defenseman for the Florida Panthers, joins us. They are 12-3-1 in their last 16 games and have themselves back in the playoff hunt. Of course, New Jersey, with Taylor Hall, they're 5 points up on you, but you have 3 games in hand. But Columbus is a team, obviously, that you're right behind, 3 games in hand. You guys do play a lot of games here. Have you talked about that schedule? It's very condensed. I'm guessing when you're a hot team, I don't know if it matters as much, but fatigue and sleep and everything else is going to become crucial. I'm guessing, has your coach limited your skating or practices because you guys have so many games here in the final, 32 days of the season?
Yeah, exactly. It's nice for us because we're at home for like another week and a half now, but of course, like our practices are, 15, 20 minutes now. Not a ton of battle drills anymore. It's more just kind of, touching the puck and a little bit of drills here and there. But, I think, sleep's huge, nutrition, just all the little things I think that a lot of guys on our team are really aware of. And, our strength coach, Tom Powers, is really good. He makes sure we got all the nutrients and vitamins and whatnot. So it's all these little pieces that come together. And, I think we're all doing a really good job of that.
We got a lot of texts coming here about Robbie Luongo. I mean, he seems like an entertaining guy on Twitter. What's he like around the dress room? Is he pretty witty like that with the guys?
He's awesome. He's just, he's... Like you said, he's very witty. He's unreal at cards.
Really? What game do you guys play? Poker?
We play 7-up, 7-down on the plane. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's – I think he counts cards or something, that guy. That's the only thing I hate about him is he kicks our butts at cards. But other than that, he's an unbelievable guy. He battles every day. He's honestly, I'm scared going down in practice to shoot on him. I've been shooting a couple – wrister is a little too high, so I've just been keeping him on the ice whenever I shoot on him recently. But no, he's awesome. He's a great guy to have around, but a huge leader in our team.
Alex Petrovic joins us. I got to get what has been the Panthers' key to success? You guys have played the Islanders twice this season. Matt Barzal doesn't have a point. That guy's been lighting it up against most other teams. You know, he's a rookie. He's had 5-point games three times this season, multiple other 3-point games. I know he's a very dangerous player. Been the key to your – I know it's a small sample size, but how are you guys able to contain him?
I mean, for us, we're defense first, and that's the main thing Coach Bugner preaches is we can play solid defense, the offense is going to come, and I think everyone's, like I said, buying into that system, and, you know, if you got Barzal coming down or, you know, any other skilled guys, you know, it's tough on them. It doesn't give them a lot of room out there and doesn't give them a lot of space to get to the net, so... yeah, I think we're just shutting it down really well. We're playing really good in our D zone, and everyone's playing off each other really well. So it's, you can kind of see, like, from the beginning of the year, it was a little bit harder. Things were a little more panicky in our game in the D zone, but now it's everything's starting to settle down, and we're all playing, we're just playing off each other really well.
Why is that? Why is it starting to calm down now? I mean, if anything, it should be a little more frantic out there. At least, you know, teams get to know each other. Why is your group of six and I guess the first forward back, why do you guys feel like better in your zone now rather than the start of the season?
I think it's just because, with the new systems, we're playing a different D zone than we were last year. And, you know, some of the guys are a little frustrated at the beginning of the year, and some guys, you know, having some questions of if whether it's working or not, but now there's no questions. Everyone's buying in. Everyone can read off each other, and just little situations that happen during a game that you can kind of react to. And I think we're all just playing into that, and you know, that's helping us play a lot quicker. And like I said, just working off each other. If you see a guy going at someone, you just got to find your man and kind of contain that way. So it's all, I think we're all just playing. We played, three quarters of a season together. So it's all coming together.
Alex, before I let you go, we just had the president of the Southern Professional Hockey League on the show, and they have a format now they're unveiling in their playoffs where the top four seeded teams in the division get to pick who their opponent is. So number one goes first, and they get to pick either 5, 6, 7, or 8. You guys obviously won't be finishing 1-4 this season, but do you ever want that? Like, would that add to it, do you think?
I mean... I don't know. I think you just got to leave it how it is. I think when you start adding little things like that here and there, it's just kind of taken away from the game. And I don't know. I think the fans would probably appreciate it. But
oh yeah,
I mean it makes for entertainment. But I think there's better ways to do that. I think if you finish first, you just get to play the worst team in your conference, which is how it's always been. So. I don't necessarily agree with that way, but who knows, it could work. That's my opinion.
The reason I ask that is because right now there's no hotter team in the NHL than the Florida Panthers. And you might come in and you might be the 8th seed heading into the playoffs, and a team that's been good all year. They're like, well, you know what? Maybe we'll just skip the Florida Panthers and we'll go to the number 7 team who only had 2 more points. I understand there would be a big change in history. But it would be interesting because Strutty was saying how, man, if they picked a 5, 6, or 7, you'd be like, what? That's insulting. Now we're going to try to get him. But if you remember, the Brooklyn Nets in basketball lost on purpose so they could face Toronto in the first round of the NBA playoffs a few years ago, and they beat them. But they were open about it. They're like, we match up better against them. So who knows? It would be interesting, but I'm sure it would just create a little bit more animosity, which is always fun.
Yeah, that would be. But I'd love to play Tampa in the first round. That'd be a pretty fun series to play. So.
Well, Petro, keep it up, and best of luck. Hopefully you guys continue the run and make it into the playoffs.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.